Have you made a mistake that should have gotten you kicked out, but you got grace instead? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I had to learn a lot when I started creating content here at Keys for Kids. One of my first attempts was creating blog posts for Keys for Kids Radio, and usually you want some images to show off what you're talking about. What I didn't know at the time is that people own the rights to the photographs they create, and if you don't get permission to use them, they can sue you. So, I'll give you two guesses as to what happened. Well, I accidentally almost got Keys for Kids sued. We were able to work with the original photographer, and he accepted a payment for my mistake. Now, that's legitimately something that can get you fired. But instead, my boss showed me grace and let me learn from it. It turns out, he had also made a major mistake when he was younger, and his boss showed him grace too. So are you starting to see the pattern here? This chain of grace didn't start with my boss or my boss's old boss. It started with the grace Jesus gave us all. Let's read more about that in today's story, Gentle Like Jesus by Allison Wilson Lee. When I was 18, I took part in a scholarship program to earn money for college. All the participants stayed with host families during the week of rehearsals and competition. Volunteer drivers picked us up for events and then returned us to our host homes in the evening. On the final night, I loaded my bags into the driver's car for the short trip to the auditorium. Impulsively, I locked the car door as I shut it. Then I realized my mistake. I had locked the car while it was running, locking all of us out of the vehicle. I dreaded walking back inside the host home to explain how I'd messed up. But they all responded in a way I hadn't expected. They laughed with me, not at me, and quickly devised a plan. Our driver stayed with the car, waiting for a locksmith, while a host parent stepped in to drive my group to the auditorium. That evening, nobody scorned me for my mishap, which had certainly caused inconvenience. Instead, they surprised me with grace, with patience instead of criticism. I felt I didn't deserve their kindness, yet they extended it anyway. This experience reminds me of John 4, when Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman at a well. She had a messy past, and it's likely she came to the well when she thought no one else would be there. She probably didn't feel she merited tenderness either, especially from the Savior. Yet, that's how Jesus approached her, with gentleness and patience, loving her into relationship with himself. He spoke to her about salvation and worship, and he revealed that he already knew everything about her. He told her the truth about her life and extended his grace. When we trust in Jesus, as the Samaritan woman did, we receive forgiveness from all our sins, and we are credited with his perfect righteousness. Because Jesus died for us and rose again, we can be counted blameless in God's sight. Ephesians 1:4 and Colossians 1:22 talk about that. And now, as God's forgiven people, we are called to extend his patience, gentleness, and love toward others who don't seem to deserve it. Like Jesus did for the woman at the well. Like my roommates did for me the night I locked us out of our car. All right, let's think about this for a second. Can you think of a time someone showed you patience and gentleness in a meaningful way? What was that like? When we're tempted to beat ourselves up over our mistakes or sins, how can remembering Christ's gentleness help us come to him and receive his help? Now, as you and I can read in Ephesians 4:2, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. And don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into John 4, verses 4 through 30 and verses 39 through 42 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And what did you think of today's story? Or what could we do better on the Unlocked podcast or app? You can always tell us what you think or ask questions when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how to live your best life now. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.